Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where we say things you've never ever heard before related to real estate. And as you know, this is my special side series on real estate in love. So today's guest has multiple angles on how love and real estate are completely intertwined. Nick French, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So tell everybody listening where you're located, which for you takes an extra second because you're in more than one market, and a little bit about you, how long you've been in the business, all that fun stuff.
I am located in Memphis, Tennessee and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I have been in the business for 44 years and never thought about leaving it. Love the business.
Well, I guess at 44 years in, there's really no point in leaving it now. You're just too old. You got to stay put.
I know that.
Okay, so you finally had agreed to be on the podcast after my request for love stories. So you've got to tell everybody the involved love story that happened based on what you know, because it's so fantastic.
Well, thank you. My late wife, Gail, was very, very involved in the Women's Council of Realtors on the national level and made really good friends sitting on the executive committee and networking that way. And so one day, a past president of WCR, national past president, Sheila Espinoza from Phoenix, sent Gail a referral. A beautiful young lady named Tracy, who was a certified gemologist who had been recruited by a wholesale jeweler in Memphis. Fast forward the story, the first day that she came to look at properties, Gail was previously booked. So our son Taylor, who was part of our team, the French Connection in Memphis, took her out looking for houses on the first day. The next day and thereafter, Gail handled the showings and the offers on the property. And the next time Taylor saw Tracy was when he went to a home inspection, which turned out to be so bad she did not buy the property. So they started all over.
Uh-huh.
And then Taylor met her the second time at a home inspection. So after she closed and moved in, Taylor was a bit enchanted with her. He called and invited her to a celebratory dinner, and she put him off because she was going on a buying trip. Finally, they got together. The house purchase was in 2000. They got together. They got married in July of 2001. So first dividend from the referral was a gorgeous daughter-in-law. The second dividend was in 2003 when a granddaughter was born.
Oh.
Yeah, but there's more to this story than that. Sheila Espinoza, who did the referral to Gail, brought Tracy in, decided that she and her husband would love to come to the wedding, which was going to be in Memphis. And they also decided that they would like to tour Tennessee because they had never really toured Tennessee. So they came, toured Tennessee, came to the wedding, but Sheila had a spot on her leg that was really annoying her, and she goes back to Phoenix. And the doctors out there don't know what brown recluses are, but eventually they figured it out and discovered that she had a brown recluse bite on her leg.
Tell the listeners what the brown recluse is, because if they're not from around our parts, they might not know why I'm going.
Yeah. Brown recluse are spiders that when they bite, the wound does not heal. And it just continues to grow and grow and grow. And they're found in moist, warm, dark places where there's, of course, a lot of humidity, which we have in Tennessee, North Carolina, and here and there. So that is where she got the brown recluse bite, was somewhere in Tennessee. They go in, and when they cut out the bite, which is the only way you can stop the damage, under the bite on her leg, unbeknownst to her, was a carcinoma. Had it not been for the referral, their coming to the wedding, her being bitten by a spider, that cancer would have gotten her. But because of her being there, they were able to remove the cancer, and she was fine.
So see, there's so many reasons for people to volunteer in our industry. Look what all would have happened that would have been dreadful if not for that Women's Council volunteering connection.
Well, these are heartfelt friendships that you build when you network in these areas, whether it's WCR, CRS, CRB, whatever your affiliation is, or wherever you choose to work. But the real, real dividend of all this is a beautiful, sweet, smart, talented, and well-mannered granddaughter named Abigail.
So see, if you get involved, you might wind up getting your kid married off to somebody who's highly intelligent, well-traveled, and produces beautiful grandbabies, and then you won't die of cancer, too. I mean, maybe I should change my whole presentation, Nick. I missed that mark.
Well, let me tell you how I look at this. There are all kinds of wages that we get in real estate. We get dollar wages, we get intangible wages, we get family wages, and we get emotional wages, and they're all good.
And you got all of them in that one little transaction story right there, every single kind.
Yep.
So you've been in the business for 44 years. So, you know, I have to ask you, what's the one piece of advice you would give to any realtor listening to this who's not quite at 44 years yet and would like a measure of success?
Well, my advice would be to get your designations and continue after you get your designation, such as CRS, CRB, SRS, ABR, whatever. Continue your continuing education, because nothing keeps you in the forefront more than knowing what's going on in the real estate world. So I believe in education, education, education.
And nobody better than a 44-year veteran to say that you've never seen everything and that you can't stop learning in real estate. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I agree. You think you've seen everything, and I've had a couple of instances this year where they were all totally different than you from anything I'd ever seen before. So that's for another podcast for you.
Isn't that the truth? It's always like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nick, if anybody is looking for either an amazing realtor in Memphis or somebody in Fort Lauderdale or wants to know more about how you got involved in the volunteer side of the business, how can they find you?
They can find me by nick@nickfrench.com. That's the quickest and best way to get to me, nick@nickfrench.com.
And of course, I will have all of Nick's contact information in the show notes for this episode, so you can reach out to him with any real estate needs in his markets or just to tell him thank you for all of his service over the years, which I get to do right now. So, Nick, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for everything that you've done and continue to do to raise the bar in this business.
Thanks for having me, Lee. It's enjoyable. Thank you so much.
And if you're listening and you're a realtor, broker, investor, inspector, lender, or an actual normal human being who bought and sold real estate and you've got your own crazy story to tell, I am at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks. Subscribe for more episodes and we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.